This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning is in full swing in poll-bound constituencies in the 6th and 7th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged that the Congress is a dynastic party and it serves the interest of only one family. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Motihari, Bihar today, Mr. Modi said, "People will give a befitting reply to those who are involved in corruption cases and anti-India campaigns." Mr. Modi assured that in the next 5 years, development work will be done at a faster pace with a decisive government at the centre. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Ziraday, Motihari and Shivhar in support of Grand Alliance candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also addressed a rally in Prayagraj this afternoon. Later, he will interact with more than 25,000 women in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, during Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed political rallies in Azamgarh and Bhadohi districts. In Delhi, campaigning has reached a crescendo for all 7 Lok Sabha seats. The polling in the city is scheduled on Saturday. Candidates and leaders from the BJP, AAP and Congress are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the national capital to woo the voters. BJP National President JP Nadda will hold a roadshow in Chandni Chowk area and will address a public meeting in Palam. The Jharkhand BJP has issued a show cause notice to the sitting Hazaribagh Lok Sabha MP Jayant Sinha for not casting his vote in the election. Hazaribagh, along with 2 other parliamentary seats, namely Chatra and Koderma, went to polls yesterday in the 5th phase of polling across the country and the 2nd phase in Jharkhand. The notice was issued by the party's state general secretary Aditya Sahu, who said that the party's image has been maligned as Sinha did not exercise his right to franchise. Sinha has been given 2 days' time to reply to the show cause notice. Meanwhile, addressing a public rally in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand, AAP National Convener and LECM Arvind Kejriwal said INDIA bloc will get all 14 seats in the state. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till the 31st of May in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy scam. The matter will now be heard on the 31st of this month. Sisodia has been in judicial custody since February the 26th last year after he was arrested by the CBI. Later, he was arrested by the ED. One person has been killed and several others injured on a Singapore Airlines flight from London that was hit by severe turbulence. The plane made an emergency landing in Bangkok today. The airline, in a statement, said the flight was carrying a total of 211 passengers and 18 crew. However, the cause of turbulence is still unclear. The airline added that it was working with Thai authorities to provide medical assistance to passengers. Anti-Terrorism Day is being observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on this day in 1991 by an LTTE suicide bomber at Sriperumbudur near Chennai. Anti-Terrorism Day is observed to educate people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the former Prime Minister today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Sonia Gandhi and Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. Indian junior men's hockey team kicked off their tour of Europe with a win over Belgium. India took the lead early in the game with vice-captain Sharadanand Tiwari firing in a penalty stroke. The second quarter saw the vice-captain complete his brace to double the team's lead with yet another penalty stroke. Belgium converted a penalty corner early in the third quarter to reduce the goal deficit to 1. With just a few minutes left in the game, the Belgians converted yet another penalty corner to equalise. The fourth quarter ended with the scoreline reading 2-2, taking the game into a shootout. India won the penalty shootout 4-2. Over 35 Indian apparel exporters, primarily from the MSME segment, are participating in the 17th edition of the International Apparel and Textile Fair in Dubai to showcase their sustainable and eco-friendly apparel products. And with that, we end this news bulletin.